If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's well known that older mothers have more complicated pregnancies. For a long time, scientists thought that it was the age of the egg that was responsible for this. And many women have made the decision to freeze their eggs to try and get around this problem. But new research from the Babraham Institute in Cambridge suggests that the age of the uterus is important as well. I spoke to Laura Woods to find out more.
So we've been looking at pregnant women over the age of 35, and when you look at that population, they have problems such as preeclampsia, miscarriages, and a baby that's too small. But these problems are largely unexplained. We don't know what the link between maternal age and these problems are. So we've been trying to delve down into this problem. When we look at mice who are older mothers, their embryos look very different to those from young mice. So the size of the embryo varies a lot, and they have problems like heart defects. So when we looked at the offspring of these old mice, we could see that the embryo looked abnormal, but the placenta looked abnormal too. And a lot of the problems that I mentioned earlier, the miscarriages and preeclampsia and growth restriction, are often linked to abnormal placentas. So this is a clue that maybe something was going wrong here. But we still didn't know what the source of these problems was. So it could have been that the egg itself was abnormal because the mother was old, or perhaps that the uterus was too old and that was causing some problems with the placental development. So we performed an experiment where we took embryos from an old mother at very early in pregnancy and transferred them into the uterus of a younger mother. So we were providing these old embryos with a young environment. And when we did that, the embryo looked absolutely normal and the placenta looked perfectly normal as well. So that suggests that the egg isn't the source of these age-related problems, but actually the womb itself is contributing to these issues.
And did you ever do the reverse experiment where you took embryos from young mothers and put them into old wombs?
So we haven't personally done this experiment, but people in the past have done these experiments and they found that the reverse is true, that when you take an embryo from a young mother and put it in an aged environment, the embryo and the placenta looks much worse.
What's special or new about your study then? What have you shown that hasn't been demonstrated in the past?
So we've really drilled down into the mechanism of this problem. Before, we didn't know what was causing it, we could just see it visually. But we've done further experiments that show that some cells in the uterus actually don't respond to pregnancy hormones as they should do. So this prevents the uterus from providing a nice nourishing environment for the embryo. And this is very likely to be the problem that's causing this abnormal placental development.
The observations that you see in mice seem to be worse than in humans. So why do you think this is and why should our listeners care?
So when we look in the mouse situation, the majority of the defects we see can be rescued by this transfer process. The uterus is a massive part of that, whereas the egg doesn't play such a huge role in mice. But in humans, we know that older mothers have a significant increase in the number of eggs that are abnormal. And this is a big factor. But perhaps the uterine factor is slightly smaller, but still really important because we can see in populations of older women that they have a huge increase in these problems that I mentioned before. And the underlying cause of this is likely to be the uterine defect as opposed to the egg.
Do you think your results have any implications for IVF?
I think that currently there are no implications for IVF that we can really definitely say are true now, but there could be implications for women who are thinking of freezing their eggs. So you normally would freeze your eggs because you're planning on having a baby later in life, and egg freezing should preserve the quality of your egg. But actually, if the uterus is involved as well, just freezing your eggs might not guarantee you a healthy pregnancy. You have to think of the age of the uterus as well.
That was Laura Woods speaking to me, Alexandra Ashcroft, and the research was published last week in Nature Communications.